This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and our cancer prevention, dermatology, and skincare channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Dr. Kenneth H. Katz and team never dreamed when he first opened Dermatology Associates of Manitowoc that one day it would grow into what is now Forefront Dermatology, one of the largest physician-operated providers of dermatology services in the country. His steadfast vision and determination to build a practice that delivers consistent quality care and offers flexible hours has led to the opening of over 55 clinics in 6 states and growing. Forefront Dermatology clinics can be found throughout the Midwest in Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, and Ohio. As its name suggests, Forefront Dermatology is at forefront of dermatology, offering the latest advancements in detecting and treating skin cancer. The core tenets of the practice are creating a hassle-free environment for physicians and delivering superior patient care. The company now employs 60 dermatologists, 20 dermatology physician assistants, and 500 employees. Certainly impressive. Here today to tell us more about his vision and his entrepreneurial spirit is Dr. Kenneth Katz himself. Dr. Katz, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, you're more than welcome. The pleasure, certainly ours. So from the opening of your first clinic to now over 50 clinics and growing, what makes Forefront Dermatology a leader in the dermatology field?
Well, I think the most important thing that we do is we provide ultimate patient experience. And when I say patient experience, that's, you know, essentially customer service. So from, you know, the minute the person calls to make that appointment through the time the nurse brings them back to see the doctor to the time that they leave and the time they get their billing done, we try to make sure everything is first class so that the patients know that they come first and it's not just a patient mill or a doctor mill like a lot of other large multi-specialty groups.
If you would, explain the history behind the practice and where you see company growth in the future.
Well, it started off just as a solo private practice dermatology office. My dad had been a private practice dermatologist for 25 years before me, and my original intent was just to come back to Manitowoc and be its dermatologist. And as competitive pressures began to grow and government regulation began to interfere more with the ability to practice medicine, the only way I could see forward through all of that was to form a small group of dermatologists. So I set out to form a group, mainly in Northeast Wisconsin, and after a short period of time, we had accomplished that. At that point, I kind of looked around and saw that dermatology was underserved in a lot of areas and thought we could bring, you know, excellent patient care and excellent patient experience and outstanding doctors to all of these underserved areas so that the patients didn't have to drive long distances, so it was convenient for them. And the next step in the evolution, we had been opening clinics 4 or 5 hours away, and the next step was to realize that state lines are just artificial lines drawn on a map. And the internet, the telephones, worked just fine across those state lines. And I think one of the real keys to being able to do that was to build a core group of people around me that were really, really solid, really committed, really wanted the company to move forward and really believed in the dream of the company, and also the middle management of the company, because there has to be somebody that's going back and forth between our support services, which is all located in Manitowoc, and all these clinics spread out across the country.
Now, why Forefront Dermatology? Any specific meaning behind the name?
Well, we actually took a lot of time thinking about a name and what name would represent what we're trying to do. And we threw out all kinds of names, and you know, they sounded okay, but ultimately we came upon forefront dermatology because it's really what we are. We are on the forefront of dermatology, both in patient experience. We're on the forefront of dermatology as far as the physician personal professional life balance. We're on the forefront of dermatology as far as our employees go in providing them a great place to work. And it just made sense.
And that does make a lot of sense. Now, why would a dermatologist want to join the forefront dermatology umbrella rather than starting their own practice? And do physicians sometimes join you after they already had their practice for a while?
But both things are true. It is very, very, very difficult in this day and age with all of the government regulation and all of the pressures from health industry to open your own practice. So that's a difficult venture. People do it, but it's still very, very difficult. Joining dermatology and forefront dermatology is a way that they can have the autonomy to practice the medicine the way they want to practice medicine. They are with a very stable organization that's financially sound, that has all these services built in so that they don't have to deal with all those regulations. So it makes for an ideal environment for a resident coming out of training to just walk into a turnkey practice. We do have a lot of practices that join us after they've been out in practice for a while. And most of the ones that join us after they've been practiced for a while are joining us because of government regulation and insurance company pressures, and they just have a difficult time dealing with that when there's just one or two people as opposed to a larger group with a large group of support services that can handle specific issues with the government, specific issues with insurance companies, specific issues related to accounting and whatnot.
Today we are speaking briefly with Dr. Kenneth H. Katz, the founder and president of Forefront Dermatology, who is also a board-certified dermatologist and a fellowship-trained Mohs micrographic skin cancer surgeon here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention, Dermatology, and Skin Care channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Katz, what are some of the conditions that you treat at Forefront Dermatology?
Well, when people talk about forefront dermatology and even dermatology in general, a lot of times they think skin cancer. And certainly skin cancer makes up a large portion of our practice. But we treat literally diseases from the day a baby is born until the end of life. We treat acne, we treat warts, we treat psoriasis, we treat rashes, we treat things like poison ivy and shingles. And, more or less any disease that affects the hair, the nails, or the skin.
And on another track, what is your six-month vision for the company?
Over the next 6 months, we've been talking to a number of larger groups of dermatologists. And when I say larger, I mean groups of maybe 5 to 10 dermatologists about joining our practice. And they're seeing the same issues that we saw 5 to 7 years ago, and they're starting to impact them, and joining a group like ours will help them navigate all of these changes, through the sort of what I like to call the medical business machine. And so within the next 6 months, I expect that we will be in 10 states, and we'll probably be in the neighborhood of 100 dermatologists.
That's certainly a tremendous vision there, and looks like you're well on your way to accomplishing that without a question. Now, where do you see the dermatology industry headed into the future? Will there be telemedicine, and can you really treat conditions online?
Well, it's interesting that you bring up telemedicine because we just started doing telemedicine about 6 to 8 weeks ago, and we're running it as a trial phase. To see how well it's going to work for us. But treating mild conditions of dermatology are very amenable to telemedicine. If a person has mild acne, they're not going to want to take a day off of work, bring their kid to the doctor to treat their mild acne. But if they can do it over the telemedicine, where they take photographs of their face, they enter some information, and then a doctor is able to review that and then prescribe the appropriate medications over the telephone, usually it's delayed, then they're able to, get treated for something that they might not otherwise be able to. Or same thing with shingles. A lot of people with shingles know they have shingles because it's pretty well recognized. And, by using telemedicine, they can take a picture of their shingles, enter the information, doctor reviews it, prescribes the appropriate medication, and then they're going to get better without having to leave their house, without having to go to an urgent care and wait for an hour for a doctor to be able to see them, make it very, very convenient. Now, it's not going to work for complicated diseases. There's still going to be complex things that just you're going to have to go to the doctor's office for. But I do see it as a key component in treating the milder skin conditions that exist out there that oftentimes people just deal with because they just don't have the opportunity to go and see the doctor.
Very interesting stuff. In conclusion, any closing thoughts for the listeners today?
Well, I think the closing thoughts, are what I say to every patient every day. Make sure you're protecting yourself from the sun. Doesn't mean you got to live your life in a cave, but if you're going to be outside for more than, half hour or so, make sure you're getting some sunscreen on. If you go to the beach, great, have a great time, but make sure you're sitting in an umbrella when you're not in the water. Make sure you're wearing a hat when you go golfing. A lot of people, when they golf or play other sports for that matter, complain that the sunscreen drips down into their eyes. Well, what I always tell people is wear a baseball cap and just put the sunscreen underneath because the shade of the baseball cap is going to protect your eyes, and then you don't have to worry about the sunscreen dripping in. So sun protection, sun protection, sun protection. That's what I want to leave the final message with.
We certainly appreciate that advice. Now, where can potential patients go to get more information on Forefront Dermatology?
Our website, as our name is www.forefrontdermatology.com, and we have a lot of resources on there related to virtually every patient disease that a person could have, and so they can read about the different conditions, and then there's of course locations and phone numbers and whatnot for the people that do need to come in and see us.
Well, Dr. Katz, once again, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Have yourself a great day.
Appreciate the opportunity. You have a good day as well.
We've been speaking with Dr. Kenneth Katz, the founder and president of Forefront Dermatology, who is also a board-certified dermatologist and a fellowship-trained Mohs micrographic skin cancer surgeon. And once again, the website of reference is ForefrontDermatology.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention, Dermatology, and Skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.